What's up, everybody? Justin Ochoa back with another season of the Gym Sessions podcast. Welcome to season two. I'm excited to relaunch the podcast. Another season. We got tons of amazing guests already recorded, already on the books to record. This season is the athlete season. So it's all about the athlete. Before I get into that, I want to go into last season a little bit, kind of give you guys who may not remember or tune in to every episode, just a breakdown of kind of what we had, who we had on here, what we talked about. Then I'll get a little bit of info on, you know, what the season is going to be about, what season two is all about, and then some exciting new developments, new plans that I got for Gym Sessions, the brand, and beyond. So let's dive in. Season one, first of all, I appreciate you guys if you tuned in. It was amazing, fun time, learning experience though. So what I learned from that first season, which initially wasn't going to be a season, it was just going to be an ongoing weekly podcast, I started to realize that I like the idea of doing seasons because it gives me an idea. It gives me a way that I can kind of fit episodes together to attract a certain type of listener. So in the previous 24 episodes, it was just kind of like a hodgepodge of topics. We had athletes on, we had sports analysts on, we had coaches on, we had retired athletes on, we had a lot of different guests on, which is great. I love the diversity of guests and kind of what they do in their living, but I kind of want to make it a little bit more micro-targeted each season so that each season we're talking to the same types of people, whether it be athletes, coaches, trainers, physical therapists, other podcasters, content creators. I want to kind of hone in on one thing and then dive deep on those things and then get the info through that lens. So as I mentioned earlier, this is the athlete season. Season two is the athlete season. So it's going to be all athletes. Every single person on this season is going to be an athlete. So right now we have Ty Harris. Her episode is done, ready to publish from the Connecticut Sun. We have Stephanie Mavunga, who's a WNBA player and overseas women's professional basketball player. We have Jordan Walker. He's playing in the ABA League in Serbia. We have Jaimin Henson. He's in top league in Finland. We have Darius Adams on the books. He's a former Chinese League MVP. We have Natalie Achanwa, multi-time Olympian, WNBA player. She's on the board of the WNBPA. I'm going to mess that up. But basically, she's a big deal. So, yeah, we have tons of guests like that on. We're going to be talking about their journey, you know, the basketball life, the basketball lifestyle, their upbringing, their kind of how they got to where they are today, what they've learned along the way. We're going to be talking X's and O's of basketball. We're going to be talking off the court stuff too. So it's going to be a very interesting perspective to be able to get to know these athletes for not only just the athlete they are putting the ball through the basket, but also get to know them as a person and really what makes them tick and what their purpose is and kind of the things that they've gone through to get to the point where they are today. So it's an amazing perspective. Some of the episodes we've already done as of today, me recording this kind of like intro episode, have turned out phenomenal. I'm super happy with how they came out. And then some of the ones that we have on the books are just awesome as well. And I'm excited. I have a couple names I'm withholding because I haven't officially got the green light on those yet. Some pretty big names, some pretty big stuff coming. So hopefully we can nail that down and lock those in. So if you didn't tune into season one, you should definitely go back and do that. Okay. I'm not talking crazy about season one just because it was all over the place. We had some amazing guests. We had Bobby White on. He's the good drills inventor. We had on Lee Taft talking basketball speed and agility. We had on Basketball Breakdown. If you're familiar with YouTube, B-Ball Breakdown, Nick Hustleman, the inventor of that. We got on, talked about the rule book, talked about step throughs, talked about all kinds of stuff from a basketball rules perspective. We talked about all the different rule changes over the course of basketball. So that's a really good episode. If you missed episode 20, that's with a former athlete of mine, basketball player who retired. Now he's a model, modeling for some of the biggest brands in the world. So getting to kind of know his story about, you know, what it takes to pivot, you know, I like that. You see that pun, no pun intended, pivot from basketball to a world in acting, modeling, entertaining, content creation, stuff like that. So I'm just going through some lists here. We had on Brandon Wood, former Michigan State Spartan. He talked about his journey, the tragic loss of his wife, and how he is kind of navigating life since then and continuing his professional career in Australia. Talked to Justin Castelli. He was episode 2. That was an amazing financial episode. Derek Grant kicked us off with his life, his mental mindset stuff. I mean, I'm just looking at this list. Jim Klopman talked about balance. We talked to Frederick Correa, the founder and CEO of Eccentric, who produces the K-Box. Talked to a lot of awesome guests. Talked to Jess Roz. Man, shout out Jess, one of my favorite people in the world on, I can't say favorite people in the world because I don't really know her in person, but we talk a lot on the internet, so I guess we're real friends. But yeah, she's like blowing up on social media. Her business is booming. I love to see that. So all these guests, I'm skipping over a few. We talked to Victoria Saucedo. We talked to Brian McGill. We talked to tons of people on episode, on season one. So tap in. I mean, if you missed out on some of those, you heard some names that kind of piqued your interest, go tap in. I think season one was good. It was good. I would say it was really good, but season two is going to be great. Sorry. I was scrolling through. Season two is going to be great. Like, we're going from good, really good, to great. We're going to talk to athletes about basketball, which is like honestly one of my favorite things to do. Just like talking to athletes, kicking it, talking shop, talking X's and O's, talking on and off the court. So it's gonna be a really good time. Once again, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. A couple updates I want to give you guys. I'm super excited to launch the Gym Sessions app. Okay, Gym Sessions started off, if you remember that first episode I ever recorded, I told you guys I wanted to have some type of resource for athletes to be able to utilize to get better. So, right, we're giving away this information for free. It's audio, but that's not like, it's not going to move the needle as much as training with me in person or training with a qualified coach in person. So what we're going to do is I'm launching an app on September 18th. Called the Gym Sessions Coaching App, and it's going to be where I house my programs to make it easy for hoopers and coaches and parents to train remotely with me from anywhere in the world. So we're going to have multiple levels of coaching. From the bottom up, we're going to have our gyms. Okay, I call these our gyms. These are our kind of our preset, pre-built programs that are going to be good for anybody, but they're not customized. Okay. So these are your typical kind of ebook type vibe, right? I'm dropping a program. The first one is called Mobility Gyms. And that is a mobility program that is designed for basketball players to help you alleviate the bumps, bruises, pains, aches of hooping, and hopefully mitigate the injury risk of some of those injuries. So we're talking dealing with sprained ankles, plantar fasciitis, banged up knees, messed up hips, tight low back, stuff like that. That's what we're trying to target with mobility gyms. Okay, so that's a progressive program. You're going to do a set of 10 to 12 drills a day, 3 times a week, and then you're going to progress that each week. So with that, you also get access to our smartphone app. So hopefully you guys have an iPhone because that would come in super clutch if you don't have an iPhone. We're working on getting on Google Play and all that stuff. It should be finalized by the end of this recording. But if you can't find it on there, that's why. But as for Apple users, we're already green. We're good. So you get not only the mobility kind of assignments, but you also get access to the smartphone app where it's going to tell you what to do, when to do it, how many reps or what the duration is of that exercise. And then you're going to also get a video demo explained to you. So not just like a 3-second clip of somebody doing the exercise or this stretch or the drill. It's going to be a verbally coached video showing you exactly how to do it, how to set it up, where you should feel it, and why we're doing it. So that's Mobility Gyms. That's going to be hitting the market on the 18th of September. At the same time, we're dropping Performance Gyms. This is our flagship product. This is what I've been working on for years now, is bringing something to market that is not just another program, not just another ebook. This is an encapsulation of what I do in person that can be done remotely in generally any setting. Okay, so there are very little specialty devices that you need. Now, if anybody knows anything about me and my training, we do use some stuff, right? We got a K-Box, we got VBT, we got a 1080 Sprint, we got jump mats. None of that is included in the program, okay? This is designed to be done with the most common bare minimum equipment. If you got dumbbells, if you got plates, if you got a barbell, I think the most exotic thing on here is probably a trap bar. So if you don't have a trap bar, you probably don't train at a real gym anyway, but you need to find a gym with a trap bar. But honestly, that's only for like one phase. So you can probably do regular deadlifts if it comes down to it. But anyway, Performance Gyms, it's a 10-week program. It's designed for hoopers. It gets you stupid bouncy, crazy fast, like brutally strong. It's three phases. The first phase is the force phase, okay, where we're going to pack on muscle, we're going to pack on strength, and we're going to get super strong. Next phase is power. We're going to turn that strength into power. We're going to start moving weight a little bit quicker. And then the next phase is speed, where we're going to turn all of that into just crazy speed. So you're lightning quick on the court, super fast. So that's the kind of the nutshell of it. Every single program, Mobility Gyms and Performance Gyms, comes with that smartphone app. So on Performance Gyms, same thing. You get access to the app. You download the app. Okay. It recognizes your profile. It will then take your profile. It'll load it with the workouts. And then it will say, this is what you have on this day. This is how many sets, reps of each exercise. It has notes on rest time. It has notes on supersets. It has video demonstrations with tutorials and explanations behind it. So it is as close to training with me in person as possible. So that is that's something I'm looking forward to. I have never brought anything to the market because I never felt like I was able to kind of differentiate my program from the next person's program, right? Everything, it's just everybody puts out a program. It's just kind of regurgitation of the same thing, but this is different. This is something that is involving speed, strength, power, plyos, explanations, designed for hoopers, specific to hoopers to get good at the things that we need to get at to be successful on the court. And that's why I think this stands out. Every day you have prep work. It's going to be your warm up. That's going to be designed to warm up the ankles, knees, hips, shoulders, upper back. Then you go into your speed work. That's designed for basketball. You're going to have some multi-directional stuff. You're going to have some acceleration stuff. You're going to have some body angles, some postures we need to hit, that type of stuff. Then we're going to have our sprints. Then we're going to go into our lift. Again, the lift is tailored to basketball. So we're looking at a basketball-specific performance plan that is made from the last 10 years of me in the trenches with hoopers, getting men and women, guys and girls, bouncy, strong, fast, and better at basketball. So that's what you can expect from Performance Gyms, and that's dropping on the 18th as well. And then the final prong to this is the online coaching, where, again, you're going to get access to the app. The only difference is this is 100% one-on-one, customized, and limited capacity, okay? So the programs that are preset, Mobility Gyms, performance gyms. Those are useful, and I stand on those wholeheartedly. But
for athletes that need a little bit more,
if you need some coaching, if you need one-on-one attention, if you need exercises completely tailored to you, your goals, your experience level, your environment, then the coaching and the coaching plus is what you need to get in on. So the coaching is me, you, one-on-one. You get video access. You get app access. You get video feedback, technique breakdowns. You get 24/7 support access, communication with me. You get your program tailored to you, consultation. Program is based on the consultation. It's a really good program. Again, I'm only taking limited amounts of people because I can only handle so much. So it's not a scare tactic or a scarcity marketing tactic of, oh, there's only three spots left. It's literally, I cannot handle more than a handful of people the way that I want to do this, at the level that I want to do this. It's going to be basically like we're training in person, but you can be anywhere in the world. So that's the coaching program.
The coaching plus program
is the cream of the crop. That's for the hungriest hooper out there. Okay. You get the coaching program, everything I just said, one-on-one tailored programs to you, video breakdowns, video analysis, access to the app, all the video tutorials, the whole nine yard. Plus you get your basketball work as well. So not only am I going to be coaching you through your weight room, your sports performance stuff, but we're going to handle the on-court stuff, basketball drills, basketball warm-ups, your shooting mechanics, your pull-up mechanics, your gathering, your footwork, all that stuff, the basketball skill piece of it too. Again, remotely, but it's as if we were in the same gym at the same time. So again, limited access, not trying to scare you into signing up, not trying to make it like a scarcity thing. It's literally the level that I want to do it at. It's such a high level that I do not think it's a good idea to stretch myself too thin. I need to lock in on the people that are in the coaching and coaching plus program so that I can give them the absolute most and the absolute best product possible, world-class online coaching that has never been done at the level that I plan to do it. That's what I'm trying to do. So that's also dropping on September 18th. So again, all this is happening at once. We're dropping on the 18th. We're dropping the podcast season 2. We're dropping Gym Sessions coaching app. We're dropping some info on the foundation that I started called the Gym Sessions Inc. Foundation, which is going to be, I'll get into a little more detail kind of further down the road, but Gym Sessions Foundation is, again, it's the third prong of this, right? This is what I want to do. I want to help the community. This is what I signed up to do. This is my purpose, helping others, giving back, helping the community, moving it forward. So what that's going to look like is that foundation is set up to provide crucial resources to athletes, student athletes, individuals in the community that otherwise are not able to access those resources, whether it be trainers, coaches, mindset coaches, financial literacy coaches, tutoring, any type of resource that will help an athlete, a student athlete, I should say, better themselves off the court as well as on the court. That's what we're trying to provide. So we have some initiatives in the works. Can't say too much about any of them right now because they're governmental and kind of dealing with some red tape there. But one thing I can say is that my plan is to use this foundation to elevate our youth, and not so much in the world of basketball, but providing them with resources that are going to help them way beyond the ball stopping, you know, working for them, right? Basketball is cool. Training is cool. I love all that. But who are you off the court? Okay, we're trying to get people job readiness, college readiness. We're trying to give these athletes a chance to succeed in life. Okay, not just basketball, succeed in life to where they can go start a life for themselves, whenever that may be, whenever basketball ends for them, start a life for themselves and really have a good grasp on what it is that they're trying to do. Give them financial advice, give them mindset, tactics, and ways to cope with stress and pain and trauma. Give them, obviously, training in multiple facets of life to help them ready for whatever that task may be. So that's the Gym Sessions Foundation. One of, I guess I can say a little bit because this is out there. So one of the first initiatives that I've applied for, we're under consideration. I feel strongly about it. I feel good about it, but it's not set in stone. So I don't want to give too much away, but we are going to restore a outdoor basketball court on the east side of Indianapolis, where I'm from, and give it a makeover. We're going to give it a new playing surface, get the kids off the concrete, get them on a multi-sport surface, weatherproof outdoor surface, upgrade the goals, rims, nets, backboards, put some lighting out there, put some seating out there, give the youth a place where they can go play the game that I love, learn the game, where I learn the game, where, you know, most people my age kind of learn the game, playing outside, playing in the park. Okay, it's kind of a lost art, right? We're going to try to bring it back. We're going to make over a court, and we're going to try to make it a place where kids, and not just kids, but all community members can go and they can have a safe environment to compete, learn, and better themselves. And so with that, there's a lot of things that need to go right for that to happen, but we are moving in the right direction. So I hope that that happens. If it doesn't, we're not going to give up. You know what I mean? There's a couple of things that need to fall in place for that to go down, but I'm set on that. And I think that's going to be a really good initiative for us to start off with. It gives us a really good presence in the community to show what our foundation can do and what we're trying to do and who we're trying to help. And it also obviously immediately helps the community by giving them access to that safe space and that place that's going to be inviting and kind of provide them with those types of experiences. But then on top of that, I'm going to hope to provide some programming to be done at this new park. So we restore it, we get it good, looking good, we get it functional. And then we start to do some free kids camps out there, get the kids out there, get them learning the game. We start to do some adult fitness stuff out there, get adults outside, getting in the sun, vitamin D, moving their bodies. Okay. It's so good just to move your body. So there's a lot of things that can go into this. It's not just going to be a basketball court. It's going to be an outdoor park. But what we're trying to do is bring back that lost art of kids playing outside, kids competing outside, the respect, the sportsmanship, the camaraderie, the community, the culture. That's what we're trying to drive. So that's our first initiative. Like I said, we've got applications in, permits in. We're waiting on a couple answers, and hopefully things go our way. But we're dead set on doing this and doing it where it all started for me on the east side of Indy. So I'm super excited about that. And yeah, other than that, I think, you know, I just wanted to kind of put together this general episode, this kind of like the teaser for episode two, just to recap kind of what we got. We got season two jumping off, the athletes edition. So all hoopers on here talking hoops. We got September 18th dropping the Gym Sessions app. We got multiple levels. We got preset, pre-built programs. We got online coaching, and we got online coaching plus working basketball and sports performance. And then we've got the nonprofit. We are 501c3 approved. We are official. We're stamped. We're doing everything by the books. We got that jumping off too with some initiatives, hopefully popping off in 2024. So again, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Gym Sessions is growing. It's turning into something that I'm super proud of. We've got podcasts. We got the app. We got the foundation. Should I do merch? Let me know. Let me know if y'all want some merch, because if you do, you know how I can get crazy with the merch. So if you made it this far into the episode, I want you to shoot me a DM and just say merch. shoot me a DM. If you want merch, I can do merch. So
once again,
appreciate you guys. Season 2 about to jump off very soon. Tap into tap into previous episodes if you haven't already. Get caught up. And then welcome to the show. I appreciate y'all. See you soon.